You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Kansas City-based blues artist Samantha Fish spent much of 2023 on tour in support of her collaborative album with Jesse Dayton called Death Wish Blues. Fish says the high-energy shows the pair performed during their time together inspired her current solo performances. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Samantha Fish and has more.
You spent a lot of the last year on the road with your friend Jesse Dayton, and you were supporting your record Death Wish Blues. It seemed like that was a really successful cycle for both of you.
I think it opened up some avenues creatively for us both to try things maybe we wouldn't naturally do on our own. And I don't know, it was really like a good experience. And then the record got a Grammy nomination. It's just been like nothing but real positive cascading effect. She knows one touch will put her under.
So what did you take away from that experience and then bring back to your solo band?
You know, now it's not like we have an album at the forefront of basing our shows around, right? So I'm kind of digging back into the catalog and reimagining some of the old songs and figuring out new ways to perform. And, you know, just put my focus has just been to put together a really good, really high energy show, which I feel like the Death Wish show was something that, like, every night we would play it, and it was like the show would just go by so fast, even though it was still like a pretty good, solid 90 minutes, 2 hours every night. But the songs were so fun and high energy, it just felt like it flew by, you know. I'm trying to take that spirit into my show for sure, you know, just keeping it fun and moving.
One of the things that you've done as a solo artist is you recently opened for the Rolling Stones on their last U.S. date of their current tour. Is that a situation where, you know, at once you're very happy to be doing it, but also it's like, hey, no pressure, it's just the Rolling Stones?
I tried to just, like, kind of zen out and not think about it and just kind of approach it like, okay, just do your thing, you know, don't worry about all the whatever, the pressure, you know, because I feel like, you know, you work so hard to get somewhere. You don't want to ruin it with your own anxiety, you know?
And then recently Slash had you out for his Serpent Festival, which is this really cool thing because he's bringing a lot of diverse voices together for these shows.
I think what he's doing is really incredible and putting together a lineup of artists that are like really incredibly different from one another, yet all coming together to play the blues, putting their stamp on it. I think it's a really great showcase of how diverse the blues can be. You know, and also, he's just such an iconic guitar player and a musician. It was really, really, it just, like, my inner child, my Guns N' Roses freak fan, like, I was happy every day. I was pretty elated. We got to share the stage a couple times. He sat in with our band, and I got to sat in with his band one night. It was just really great to trade licks with him. I mean, not many people could say they got to do that with him, and it's pretty freaking cool. I know I'm very fortunate.
So does this mean that Welcome to the Jungle is finding its way into your sets now?
Oh, my God, I wish. Well, maybe. You never know. You never know. We might. We've been known to throw a cover in there, you know, every so often.
So it looks like you have dates that carry you well into the late part of 2024, and I'm guessing that maybe there hasn't been time to go in and work on a new record. Is this something where you really want to do get back into the studio and start making some new music, or is it kind of a relief where it's like, you know, I don't have to worry about a record right now. I can just go out and play.
I actually just got out of the studio. we've been trying to kind of go in and see what I've been writing songs all summer, and so, you know, on our days off in between, it's kind of cool, like we just went into a studio and, you know, just to see what would work. So I mean, I'm not so busy that I'm not trying to think about what's next, because honestly, you know, I need, for me personally, to perform and be really excited about what I'm doing. I want new music. I want the next step of what this is supposed to be, you know. So I've been writing and, yeah, I mean, just trying to chip away at it. But like you said, I mean, we are really busy, so it's like you just kind of get in the time that you can.